that chuppah is koneh. Right? We know Lin Yim Sak, right? Rav Huna was actually like, you know, they kept attacking him, but he defended him pretty well. So most Rishonim passed him against Rav Huna in the end, nonetheless, but some, like, based on Rida Hananel, said maybe he's right, passing in Safik. But in terms of the Lundus, the first question we asked was a very simple question. Is chuppah a fourth, an independent fourth method? Or is chuppah an extension of one of the other three? And he thought maybe that could be part of what was going on in Abaye and Rava, that Rava rejects Rav Huna, says Gimel Tanan, Dalet Lo Tanan. It only says three in the Mishnah, not four. And Abaye answers back, well, the ones that are Ksiva Behedya are Tanan, the ones that are not Ksiva Behedya are not Tanan, which is a little funny because, like, not like Kesef Shtar and B are really Ksiva Behedya, but he suggested that maybe a way to read Abaye is that what Abaye is saying back is that Rava is saying, look, there can't be four types of Kiddushin, Gimel Tanan, and Abaye is saying back, no. These three, meaning these are the main things the Torah talked about, because these are the main categories, and that's what was Tanan. The fourth one that was not explicit in the Torah, because just derived from the other categories and fits into the other categories, was not Tanan, so it could be that's exactly what Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Rava understood that it was an independent fourth derech, and that's why he rejected it. And Abaye said, no, it's just Tofel to one of the other three. But he uses a segue in to the basic Hakira of what chuppah, what the nature of chuppah is, right? He asked, well, if it's tafel to one of the other three, which one? And he said, well, that becomes a question of the nature of chuppah.
I thought maybe the Ran could use a certain daf gimel that the Tosafot understands that he's chalip and zahav because it's mechal kesef. I mean, it's an extension of one of them, but chuppah is thrown out. Maybe because we can't have it as an extension of one of them. I mean, that patriot is an independent entity.
Okay, that's possible. So, what is taka chuppah? So, you mentioned there's a lot of different shitas. But he didn't really get into them. The Rambam is not exactly yichud. It's right. He says you have to bring her to your house and then be misyachid with her. So it's like bringing her to the house plus yichud. Many other shitas in the Rishonim. But his main point was that we find two totally different tracks of chuppah. There's the traditional chuppah, whatever that means. Let's just for now assume like the Rambam is like bringing into your house some yichud. And then there's a funny mission, Ksubas Daf Mem Ches, which tells us that if there's a misira that also accomplishes chuppah. And unlike any other, all the other pshatim, which seem to have something to do with yichud, with some sort of relationship between husband and wife, misira is much more impersonal, because after all, the av can be also the baal, or the shluchay av to the baal, or even if the shluchim of the av give the girl over to the shluchim of the baal, you know, that is a chuppah. That accomplishes some sort of nisuin. So what... Exactly what level of Nisuin does this Masira accomplish? There seem to be different opinions as to whether Masira really accomplishes a chuppah or not. We have Rav in the Gemara says it allows everything. It makes her Nisua for all purposes. Except for eating truma. Right? Rav says it makes you nesua for all intents and purposes, except for eating truma. And Ravas says, no, it makes you nesua for all, literally for all intents and purposes. She can even eat truma if she's a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen. But these basically seem to, you know, the Ravasi clearly sees nesua as a full chuppah. Even Rav... could see it as a full nisuin, because since we know that the idea that an arusa can't eat truma is only xerid rabbanan, so Rav might not be saying like, oh well, it's not a real din of chuppah. Maybe it's not a real din of chuppah. Just in this xerid rabbanan, they made for certain specific shashos, either of simphon or of ula. You know, so there was still choshes mid rabbanan that there might be a problem she would eat truma, but it could be a agrees with Rasi that it's basically a. That it's basically an Isuin. Shmuel says it's for Yerusha. Says that handing this Mesira works to make her an Isuin for Yerusha. After Isuin, the husband inherits the girl. What exactly does this mean? This is a fundamental machlokas.
Rashi says, Rashi seems to make this basically a non-chuppah. Rashi says, only Yerusha, nothing else. Only Yerusha, nothing else. And not only that, so basically what Rashi's trying to make it is, that it's really not Kona for anything, because then why should it be Kona even for Yerusha? So he might have said, well, Yerusha, special. Rashi says, even Yerusha doesn't literally mean Yerusha. Rashi says, even Yerusha means only Yerushas Nedunya. That it doesn't actually mean that the husband after Mesiris Yorish, like all his wife's property. It just means that if the father gave her an Nedunya, a dowry, that dowry, even though the girl dies, still goes to the husband. Like the father was really mocking him the dowry. Not that he inherits all of her property, because the father is mochel because of kibur of nisuin. This is all mefurish and Rashi. And as Rashi says, really, Shmuel says li rishasa, it's not a kinyan at all. It's not a nisuin at all. The only nafkamina is that the father, the husband, will inherit the wife, and he won't even really inherit the wife. He'll only inherit the nedunya. And the only reason he inherits the nedunya is because the father basically gave him the nedunya as a gift. And he was mochel, and he can keep it once they got to the stage and they were close to nisuin. So just purely, the father was already mochel, like he's so close, the father already gave the chasen this gift of the nedunya. But it's not really a chuppah at all, as opposed to tostos and other rishonim. Tosos and others say that when Shmuel says Yerusha, he means something very close to Rav. He means Yerusha plus Afaris Nedarim plus Tuma, meaning that they assume that he really means, like, for almost all the purposes, that Yerusha is just an example. Now he's Yorish, he's Yorish Olegamre. Now if she dies, he can be Metame to her. Now he's made for Nedarim, so for what... For what doesn't it work? Just not Truma, not for Achilas Truma. So basically it comes the same as the Shmuel ends up becoming the same basic idea as Rav. They use Kona for all things except she can't eat Truma, which again might just mean that it's a full Nisuin. Just for some reason, but we're Gozer that she cannot eat Truma. There are other sheets. Also, the Rambam Shita is not 100% clear, seems to be a little more in the middle, but basically, we didn't really get into it fully. We've seen different approaches to Mesira. It could be Lakol, a complete chuppah, or it could be an almost complete chuppah, like it works for almost all the dinim. It creates almost all the dinim nisuin, and maybe the reason it doesn't create like a heter afilas truma is just for a technical reason, because there are banim made gzeira for some chashash, or it could be according to Rashi that it really doesn't have much of an effect at all. Basically, we didn't apply this, but it was very interesting to apply, and a lot of the Achronim go to town on this. Anytime you want to ask, after Mesira, you just pick something, can the Kohen be Matami for her, right, if she dies? Can the Kohen be Matami after Mesira? That depends on two things. A, is Mesira really, what aspects of Chuppah does it accomplish? And B, what aspects of Nisuin cause the Kohen to be Matami to his wife, or cause the Kohen to be Yorish's wife, or... Everyone deals with the Rabbi Chava, says, why does he inherit his wife? Because he's a Kenya on her, or because he's related to her? And maybe that's nafkamina for this aspect. See, here we go. Actually, hold Svei Din, when Mesir accomplishes one. Okay, that's the basic concept of Mesira. So what, the point that Rav Lichtenstein wanted to make here, and I think it was Maramis this already in a previous year, but if we have sort of the two tracks of Nisuin, Chuppah or Nisuin, there is the Yichud that the Rambam spoke about, and there is the Mesira. So first of all, this is accomplishing total Nisuin. This is perhaps only accomplishing a partial Nisuin, then you have to figure out like what din is which. But it's clear there's a difference. There's a difference between them. What's the difference between them? This has to do more with the personal intimate relationship. While Mesira certainly seems more like a legal formal kinyan, right? It's like a, you know, like a boat. I give you over the boat, and now it's your boat. Or my shliach, my lawyer gives your lawyer the boat, or the car, and that's how we do a kinyan, as opposed to creating a personal relationship between them. So that's why, first of all, the personal relationship between them would create all the nafkaminas in nisui. If it's just this sort of kinyan, it's a little unclear. It might only create some nafkaminas, right? The more mamanistic nafkaminas nisuin, and not necessarily the more personal relationship nafkaminas.
And he said, perhaps you could have nafkina for other things as well. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Ish Per Gimel Loch Yud Aleph dealt with the question of, can you have a chuppah, can you have a chalos chuppah for a girl who is p'chusa mi'bas shalosh shalom yom echad,
who is under 3 years old, which is not ru'i l'viya. So he said, perhaps you could say, you could see in the Mishnah Melech's question that even if the classic chuppah doesn't work, it's not chal. If I just take a 2-year-old girl into my house and siachim with it, it doesn't work because it really has no significance because there's no possibility of that marital relationship. But if the father is moser her, that would work because that's more of a kinyan aspect. Like, why should there be any less of a kinyan just because 2 years old than if she was 4 years old? This could also tie into the other chiddush of the Rambam. The other chiddush of the Rambam, that the Rambam said, this is the famous sheet of the Rambam, made famous by the Rambam and Daf Beis of Ksubas, that chuppah only works if she's ru'uya labiyah, right? Yichud avroi labiyah. Therefore, if the woman is anida, according to the Rambam, you can't have a chalos nisuin with chuppah, because it has to be yichud avroi labiyah. Where does for the Rambam, where did the Rambam get that from? So, he certainly was inspired by the idea of a Sugi Yung Suba Stuff Nadvav, which says that a chuppah that's not Roy Levia doesn't count. But that Gemara is only talking in a very specific context. That Gemara is talking about when the husband writes Tosefes Ksuba, like we have in all our Ksubas, Tzvi, whoever was the Chassan Denan, Behosubami Delay, Omez Gun Keset Sarv Kenegdan, the husband adds extra money to the Ksuba out of his love for his wife. So the Machlok is whether when does he actually intend to commit himself to that, at the time of the chuppah or the time of the biyah. But everyone agrees, even at the time of the chuppah, that's only if it's roi labiyah. I mean, he only is excited enough to give extra money at the time of the chuppah if it's at least roi labiyah. So that seemed like a very technical umdina in the psychology of a chassan. But the Rambam sort of took that idea, put it together with Ksuvas Daf Beis, which says that they wouldn't do the nisuin when she was an ida. The Rambam understood it wasn't just practically like, don't do the nisuin when she's an ida, that halachically you can't do the nisuin when she's a nida because chuppah doesn't work for a nida. But luckily said, it seems fairly pashut that even according to the Rambam, says chuppah doesn't work if she's not ru'i labiyah, that's only chuppah, because that's only the yichud track of chuppah, because that has to do with the personal intimate relationship between them. But mesira, of course, should work. What difference does it make if she's a nida or not? It's just a matter of handing over from one possession to another possession, and it shouldn't really make a difference, so that should be equally effective if she's an either or not. The truth is, a lot of Achronim point this out. Some Achronim want to say in the end, in the Rambam, that if you do a chuppah, even if you do a chuppah with an either, it at least helps for all the dinim that Mesira would work for. But that wasn't mentioned last night. And then he just came back, one or two things. The question of, like, what sort of partial dinim should Mesir accomplish or should it not? So, he pointed out that maybe it would make sense not dinim that depend on that. Well, let me just. Dinim, there are certain dinim that depend on she'eru. She'eru, she's or his relative, she's close to him. That maybe it shouldn't work for, so it shouldn't accomplish. Maybe for the Rambam, it seems that those dinim which are dependent on she'er, like maybe the yukim l'she'eru, where we love the tami for, which has to do with the personal relationship between them, should not accomplish. Maybe there are certain dinim that depend on beso. It's a little unclear. right? I think you meant to imply. I mean, there's certain debate that might just be a kinyan of the husband and a wife. Like, have to do with the monetary rights. That, of course, it should accomplish. Certain dinim that might depend on haloshem beso. That's a little unclear. Does she become beso or not? Like, beso sort of, you know, is that a personal relationship, or can that just be shayach to his household? Certainly, dinim that depend on she'er would not accomplish. There's, again, a number of achronim take this. Again, there's certainly a rugged chapter I just remember, who says, you know, very, very nicely, says, ah, they're really tzvei dinim, a husband who is right. Number one, he's koneh, for money to be yorish. Number two, she'ero, he's now a relative. This would only give him the right of kinyan, not the right of she'ero. And so, too, a lot of the achronim get into these details. In terms of getting back to our sugya, the question that Chandra answered, so innocently, before he knew that we were getting this masira, what type of, if it's, yeah.
What even depends on Bezos'
status? So, for example, the question of whether Chenek or Skila might depend if she's in Beza Viha or in Beis Bala. So, that would be, that could, or the question of a Farsan Dara in Beis Shana Dara. Right, there's certain dinim. The question of maybe for a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that he needs v'chiper v'adol yapeis. So many dinim in the Torah are discussed in terms of whose bias you're in, and that affects the halacha. While other dinim are not. Like if you should have a doraisa, that depends on if it's doraisa. Ram holds it isn't. That depends on she'er. Right? She'ero mi mishpachto v'yirvasho sa. Or Tomas Kohenim depends on she'er. Kiyim l'she'ero hakarovei lav. Again, Ram holds neither of those are doraisa. But there are certain dinim that depend on she'er. There are certain dinim that depend on basin. And then there are certain dinim that just seem like very, very mumminous oriented, like, Maisio Deha, etc. So, and there are certain dinim that are unclear, like Yerush Shabbal is unclear. Is it because of she'er? Or is it a kinyan? That might depend if it's Dorais or Durabana. If we said that maybe what Abai is trying to say is not that literally Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah are explicit in the Chumash, because they aren't, but that Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah are like the categories which the Chumash is bringing us to, and Chuppah is just a detail, then which Derech of Kiddushin is Chuppah similar to, so that we could say it's an extension of one of them? So obviously, if it's Yichud, and we're just being an extension of Bia. You know, it's a Yichud or Reila Bia. Or even if you don't need Yichud or Reila Bia, it's still it's one step from Bia. If you, if you saw it as more of like a Masira model, then more of like a Kenyan, then you would definitely compare it more to Kesef or Shtar, which actually might explain why in the Gemara they start with Kesef.
Even Masira, so like if you understand Bia, someone talks like a demonstration of violence over the woman, so like a chazaka in a certain sense, then Masira also would be like.
Correct, in a chanami, meaning it's more of a physical demonstration of violence than an abstract, an abstract demonstration of entitlement. Yeah, in a chanami, I agree. And the last thing he pointed out is the Rat Dia Kamashi Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where he says it may be. Maybe Rav Huna only meant one track, and that's Rashi. Right? Rashi says, on Daf Gimel, Mesira, Rashi says, maybe Rav Huna only meant the Mesira type of Chuppah, not the Yichud type of Chuppah. Why? Because maybe Rav Huna intended, certainly according to where Shmuel was going, Rav Huna understood that Kiddush was basically a legal Kenyan. Rav Huna, sorry. When Rav Huna says Chuppah is a valid form of Kiddush, Chuppah Kone, maybe he meant only the Masirah type of Chuppah. Why? Because Rashi says the father is Moser her L'Chuppah. Rashi doesn't say, like, the husband brought her home. Rashi emphasizes the father's Masirah L'Chuppah. So maybe the, so maybe Rashi understood that Kiddushin is Davka has to be a legal formal Kenya, not a matter of just a personal relation between them. And therefore, the only type of Chuppah that qualify as Kiddushin would be the Masira, not the Yichud type. That was the first part of our discussion about Chuppah. The second part of our discussion about Chuppah was involved in the Shakta V'Tahari of the Gemara. So the second part of our discussion... here's the one. had to do with the Shaka Vataria, and this is like always a problem.
Which Rav Lichtenstein sort of pointed out and tried to work through, which is that, you know, this is sort of the way we would work in the Gemara, often are based on certain formal rules that ignore the real ideas behind what's going on, and that sometimes you can work it out in a lumbish way and sometimes you can't. So for example here, just if we go through the Gemara, no one minds if I erase. What was the first stage? The first stage of Rav Huna was that he says, Kal v'chomer mikesef, right? She'eino gomer v'kone. And here, if we take a sort of conceptual understanding, this is very questionable, right? He says, if kesef, which doesn't give you suit, doesn't do nisuin to do kedushin, then chuppah, which does nisuin, can for sure do kedushin, which is sort of funny. In other words, what are you going to say, right? If spoons, which don't work for spaghetti, work for soup, then forks, which work for spaghetti, should certainly work to eat soup. No, I mean, different tools might be fitted for different purposes, and either one of them is just better than the other. They're each good for their own purpose. So maybe davka, kesef, which is the new mode of acquisition, is good for kiddushin, and chuppah, which is about, let's, if suddenly we take the yichud track, unlike that Rashi, and daf gimel, maybe it has to do with the interrelation between them, might be good for nisuin. So it's sort of a funny line in the Gemara to understand, like, why would they think that? So he said, maybe that's exactly the next line in the Gemara. The next line in the Gemara says, mal kesef shekein podim po v'chuli. That's exactly what they're trying to say. What are they trying to say? So they say, no, kesef is different, not just quantitatively. Kesef could do something else, maybe even conceptually. Kesef, you used to be poder things, you used to buy and sell. Maybe that's just a different model, which is not appropriate. So kesef, maybe what they're trying to say is it's just not appropriate for nisuin, because it's about buying and selling. And that's what they meant by malakesef gain podimbo. Hekdeshus and Meister Shemi. Then when the Gemara says that, yeah, the Bia Tochiach, right? After all, Bia works for Kiddushin, even though it's not Pode Hekdesh and Meister Shemi. Then what the Gemara is trying to, what the Shita Lenodolami was bothered by this. He says, what do you mean Bia Tochiach? Like, Bia is not Pode Hektish Maishasheni. What's like the Havamina? That Bia should be Pode Hektish Maishasheni. So he said, no. It's that there's no Havamina. Chopa should be Pode Hektish Maishasheni anyway. What the Gemara is just saying is, if you're going to bring Hektish Maishasheni into this, even though it's not really Shayach to Chopa anyway, then bring Bia also. And what they're trying to, trying to establish is that the reason kesef is kone, meaning in kedushin, is not related to the momenos aspect. Right, but the thing is, bia tochiach. After all, bia is a kinyan, and has nothing to do with hektar shemayshu sheni, so it must be that shows that the Kenyan Kiddushin is not a mummus kind of thing. Don't accuse Kesef of being Konig of a mummus kind of thing. No. Now, of course, the slight problem with this is maybe Bia and Kesef work differently. That's what they said. Bia is Tochiach. Bia is Mochiach. They forget about Hector Shemai Shashani. Kesef works for Kedushin not because of its buying power, and because Bia works for Kedushin not because of buying power, so Chuppah should also work for Kedushin. Of course, maybe there are two tracks, which is exactly what the Gemara then says, right? Mala Bia, Shekein, Kone, Biyavama, Biyavama. Right? This is maybe coming back to a conceptual understanding and saying, no, look, Bia works by Yavama, Kesef doesn't. Kesef works by Pidyon Hekdesh by Shemi, Bia doesn't. What does that prove? Bia and Hekdesh are two different angles on Kiddushin. What this is saying is there are two different approaches to Kiddushin. There is the legal Kenyan approach of Kesef, because Kod Wahek just my Shanin, of course, Kopa doesn't qualify. And then there's the intimate personal approach of Bia, where Kopa also doesn't qualify because it's not as intimate and personal as Bia. So really, what they're saying is in the end, is, look, give each, respect the uniqueness of each derech. Kesef is a Kod Wahek to my Shanin is Kona for one reason. Bia, which is Kona Bivam, is Kona for another reason. Kopa might not qualify for either reason. There's nothing like Kesef. And it's certainly not on the same madriga as Bia. Then in the end, he just got a little stuck. This sorry. This kone bi'alma that in the end, and this is san hashave kone bi'alma v'kone kan. Right, since Bia and Kesef are kone bi'alma. The Kona here, so to I'll bring Chuppah, which is Kona B'Alma and Kona here. So he said this still, it leaves room for a little, it still leaves room for a little Eon, because, this is assuming, what's this assuming? That Kesef and Bia and Shtar in the end, you know, are all able to produce for the same reason, Kona B'Alma. They just work for something else, they work for Kedushin. It's like a lowest common denominator. Anything that has any significance works for Kedushin. So he says, who says? Right? Who says the reason is just any significant act? That's what they seem to be saying, right? We see from here that any significant act is good for Kedushin. Anything that's Kona B'Alma. Who says that's true? Maybe each one has a unique reason. Can't read where I'm writing. So maybe what he's saying, so in the end, he was like conceptually a little unsatisfied, which that Sadashev was saying, if they all work, it must be for the lowest common denominator, they're just significant act somewhere. And he says, but who says? But maybe they each work, because each one is unique and works in its own way, and Chuppah does might not qualify for each of those three ways. So that's in general a question on the whole concept of Sadashev, that the meat of Sadashev seems to be eliminating the uniqueness of different ways of accomplishing something and just say they must have something in common, they just have some basic significance. While you might have thought that they have some, that they each have a unique reason for working, and he left that a little bit. But he said maybe, certainly, if you take Rashi's approach, that the reason Chuppa is Kona is as a Kinyan, you know, Masira, through a more Kinyan aspect, then it's a little easier to understand this, because Kona Bialma might mean they're like ways of showing possession. So here also, Chuppah is a good way of showing possession. If you understood Chuppah as being more the personal relationship, that's a little harder to figure out exactly why we're so convinced by this Sadashah.
Okay. The last thing we discussed, so we went through the Shakavatari. The third thing we discussed in the context of Chuppah was, the question is, what happens after the Chuppah, according to Rav Huna?
Right, and here we had three possibilities for what happens after Chuppah, according to Rav Huna. Right, let's say Chuppah is Kona. Now what? So, there are, right, what happens? How do you do Nisuin Alibah de Rav Huna? Meaning, after your Kona through Chuppah, what do you then use? If you use Chuppah for the Kedushin, what do you then use for Nisuin? And we have three different possibilities. We didn't sort of quote all the deos, but there were three different options. One is already Nisuin. Two and one. Right, maybe if one holds the Chuppah does both of them, Bozmanit, accomplishes both of them at the same time. This would be very similar to the Ibai of the Gemara. And Daf Yoram and Beis. When the Ibai is Bia, Kedusha Bia, does that accomplish Nisuin and Kedushin together, or only Kedushin? Right? Bia Nisuin Ose, which. Or Averson Ose. That's an Ibaya the Gemara a little later on. Meaning when you do Kedusha Bia, do you also get two and one, get Nisuin, or you still only have Erisin? So that's, you get the same question on Chop. Chop according to Rav Huna, do you get two and one, or only Erisin? And there you sort of see the two tzadim. What are the two tzadim? On the one hand, what's the tzad for this? One hand is, it is a valid Nisuin. Right? Chuppah or Bia are valid ways of creating Nisuin. So why not create two at once? If they're valid for Kedushin and valid for Nisuin, so you're lucky, you save yourself time. On the other hand, maybe you just can't a middle stage. Right? I don't remember the exact words he used, but this is like a very fundamental machlok, because that's the relationship between Eirus and Nisuin. Let's say Taka, I do something that qualifies for both as once. Maybe, or let me say a little bit. Maybe you can't Nisuin in one Maisa. Right? That's the question. If one Maisa happens to qualify for both, does it work? Well, no, by definition, you can't do both of them at once. I mean, this might be a very fundamental question. Maybe we'll return to it. I don't know. But the relationship between Erisin and Nisuin. You know, if Erisin is just like, you know, like a step towards Nisuin, you know, it's just okay. You're allowed to go slowly. Then why not do both of them at once? If Erisin is fundamentally supposed to be a different type of stage, and especially when Rambam describes it's important to have Erisin before Nisuin, then maybe Dafka, you can't have them both at once. You need to have each, give each stage its own, give each stage its own focus. But that's one question. So, let's say we took the other option. Let's say we held that Erisin Osa. So, there's not a Rini Nisuin. So then what do you have to do? So there still seem to be two possibilities. What would be the logical thing? The logical thing would be to say you need another Chuppah, right? One Chuppah for Kedushin and one Chuppah for Nisuin. But what's the only problem with that? The problem with that is, I just want to make this the logic a little clearer here. One possibility is, you know, two and one. The other possibility is that it accomplished just Abramson. And why we discuss those smarts. Right? The svara for each side. Then, within the possibility of accomplishing just Erisin, so what do you need to accomplish Nisuin? Means once we've discussed what we just were choker. So, Taka, let's assume Erisin, chopa Erisin, Osa, to coin a phrase, right? You can't have them both at once. Each stage needs to have its own focus. So, what do you do next? So, your logical thing would be, a second chuppah. Do chuppah again, and that will be Erisin. But what's the objection? Right, the svara is, pashat chuppah, do a second chuppah. But the objection is what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, why can't kesef be gomer? Tosfos says, my omei the high kesef, me high kesef, because the second kesef is no better than the first kesef. No, you don't seem to agree. Meaning, why should two kesefs accomplish what one kesef can't? So, if you say, take the objection, here the svara is, it's a valid nisuin, so use another chuppah, right? But, on the other hand, just say, my ome, the high chuppah, me high chuppah. So, on the other side is, that you need dafka bia. So that's our three possibilities. Either you go straight to nisuin, or, if we're going to say you're not allowed to go straight to Nisuin, it's the definitional that Eretz and Nisuin have to be separate. They each have to be a separate part. So then, Taka, how do you accomplish Nisuin? Maybe through another Chuppah, but you could object, just like Tos said, my omi the haikas, my haikas, and Tos said, Kal v'chomer. Right? Chuppah, which is not kone, is gomer. Kesef, which is kone, should for sure be gomer. The answer is no, my omi the haikas, my haikas. How can the second kesef be better than the first? So how can the second Chuppah be better than the first? But two Chuppahs doesn't accomplish anything. So the answer must be, that you need dafka bia. And we have a precedent for that. in the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Tzugas, about an almana, the Yerushalmi says, only a basula you can do nisuin through chopar. For an almana, you need bia. We actually pass it that way, halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, I'm pretty sure that the Shulchan Aruch says that for a basula, the chopar works to be a chopar. For an almana, really doesn't work until you do bia. Nafkamina being that for a basula, you can do the chopar on Friday afternoon and the bia Friday night, because she's already nisuin before. And for an almana, that would be usur, because you're not allowed to do nisuin on Shabbos. So you have to do the bia on Friday afternoon, or whatever, before Shabbos. So you won't be doing a chalos nisuin on Shabbos. There's the Yerushalmi says, for an almana, you need dafka bia, maybe you also need dafka bia. Why? Not because there's any soul in this lady is no good for chuppah, but because my only the haichov me haichov. So what's the machlok is here? On the one hand, Fari is just like kesef. If by kesef Tos says my only the haichov me haichov, then what's the strength of second bia after the first bia? What about if you say you can do a second chuppah? So what's the difference between chuppah and kesef? How come by kesef we say, the second kesef can't be better than the first? If the first kesef didn't do nisuin, the second can't either. But by chuppah, the second one can be better than the first. Why is a second chuppah significant, but a second kesef redundant? So he said there are two different ways we could understand this. There are two ways to understand this. Either number one, because money adds up and chuppahs don't. Right, if I give you money, right, there's an amount of money. I give you $100. If I gave you another $75, then I've given you $175. There's a metzaref of the two kesefs, because now it's just $175. Right? The total is metzaref, the two kesefs. So you say, why is $175 better than $100? It's still just a sum of kesef, an amount of money. As opposed to like chuppah, like each chuppah is a separate chuppah. There's no way to add them together. So money like has a natural tigger of adding up because it's just a total amount of money. Chuppah doesn't have a total. Or he said a different thing. There's a difference between a formal act versus a personal experience. That money is a formal act. So I do one formal act, two formal acts. Either way, like I've just demonstrated a certain desire to accomplish a certain goal. So why would the second one be better than the first? But chuppah is an experience. Everyone knows when it comes to experiences, experiences are cumulative. Right? That the second experience is going to be qualitatively different than the first experience. It's not just because, like, it's a second experience. No, maybe even kesef, there are two kesefs. But two kesefs are still sachkol, the same thing twice. A personal experience is not the same thing twice, right? The first date is not the same as the tenth date, he said. And I assume what he meant is not even the same as the second date. Everyone knows that when it comes to a personal relationship, the second time is deeper than the first time. It's just a totally different experience. So then it makes sense. By kesef, the first kesef is no deeper than the second kesef is no deeper than the first kesef. So what difference does it make? But by chuppah, or by via for that matter, the second one is different because the experience is much more powerful because it's built on the previous experience. And therefore, right, the second date is not a repeat of the first date. And certainly, we're talking not about date, but about chuppah, which is much more serious. So maybe that's how you can get out of the question of my ole.
You have two chuppahs without a gerush in between. If one is machmas or leso, how can you machmas her again if she lives there?
Well, she goes to work, then you machmas her again. If she goes to the supermarket, you're machmas her again. I mean, I hear what you're saying. What you're saying is if chuppah is defined as a achnasa l'beiso, it may just be impossible to do twice in a literal sense. Because achnasa means not going in, but moving in. If chuppah means not going into your house, but moving into your house, you can only move into a house once, unless you move to a different house in between. So I hear that.
Or evicted in between.
Right, but it could be here. You can evict her from your house without a gerushin, meaning you'll do one chuppah for kiddushin, and then she'll go back to her father's house and live in her room and eat with her parents and brothers and sisters dinner every night. And then 2 months later, you'll say, okay, now we're ready for nisuin, and now come back to my house to live. So that's so crazy. I'm in the Chor point to Ravuna, that's how you do it. Okay, the last issue we discussed was no longer directly about chuppah, but the question of achilas trupa. This was not really a chuppah issue, but this came up in the Afheyam and Alo for the statement of Ula that Arusa Bas Yisrael Ochelas Betruma because she's Kenyan Kaspo. So, excuse me. So the question is, why does an Arusa or doesn't an Arusa eat Truma? I can erase this. So what's the status of an Arusa as far as Achilas Truma goes? So, obviously the most fundamental machlokes is, can an Arusa eat Truma midaraisa? Or can an Arusa not eat Truma midaraisa? So here, and of course when I say Arusa, we're talking about an Arusa Bas Yisrael, who's an Arusa to a Kohen, because then she didn't grow up eating Truma. It's only her relationship with a new husband that lets her eat Truma. So, Nisu and Avad, she can eat Truma. But what about in Arusin? So, Arusa Bas Yisrael. Bas Yisrael Lekohen. Right? So what's the din? For sure, she can't eat Truma. Mishnah Chronah, she can never eat Truma before Chuppah. But what about on the Daraisa level? So, certainly, Mida Oraisa, she can still allow to eat Truma. That's the opinion of the Bavli. And seems to be the opinion of the beginning of the Sifri. But the Yerushalmi in Yevamos says even Mida Oraisa ain't no Ochelos. So the Yerushalmi says, why? Because she's not Bivescha. The Yerushalmi assumes what is the makor for a Kohen's wife eating Truma called Tahar Bivescha Yochal Oso. Bivescha. So if she's not Bivescha, she can't eat Truma. The Yerushalmi is not the only one who holds that. On Daf Yudam Beis in the Bavli Maseches Kiddushin, you have a machlokes between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besera. I assume this is the famous Ben Bagbag from Pirkei Avos. So Ravina says, they're just arguing. Everyone agrees, like Midaraisa she can eat and Midarabanan they can't. They're arguing about like whether it's Simpon or Ula, like the details of Midarabanan. But it sounds like the day before Ravina, don't exactly say who that is, assumes that they're arguing on the Daraisa level in some sense. That Ben Bagbag says for Yudim Seira, how can you let an Arusa eat Truma? He means Midaraisa you shouldn't. Yudim Seira answers, no, Midaraisa she can. So for the first, according to the first papers, the first data in the Gemara Daf Yod, right, also had that even in the Bavli there's a data, this quote from the Sifri, that Ben Bagbag has this machlokas reviewed in the Seira. It's not clear whether they both agree that she can eat me the Raisa. They just argue about the details of the Din Rabbanan, or no, maybe they're arguing the Raisa level, but Bagbag holds like the Yerushalmi that you can't eat, and reviewed in the Seira holds like the mainstream Sifri in the Bavli that you can't eat me the Raisa. Okay. But so according to Ravina, both Ben Bagbag and Rehudim Maseira hold she can eat Midaraisa. According to the previous opinion of the Gemara, there it seems like Rehudim Maseira holds she can. Ben Bagbag holds she can't. So I'll just play. On the Yudam Beis, you have Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseira who holds she can eat Midaraisa, and Kuli Alma, according to Ravina, both Tanaim. According to Ravina, holds she can eat Midaraisa. Now, what's the svaras going on here? So the Yerushalmi seems to have a good taina. Called Tar Bevescha Yochal Oso. She's not Bevescha. She doesn't live with him. She's not in his house. She doesn't have this relationship that she's really part of his household. So what is the what would we answer back? So we could go in one of two ways. The Bavli says, because Eina Chanami. She's not Bevescha, but she's Kenyan Kaspo. And the Sifri says, it's an extended Bevescha. The Sifri says, it says Kol Tor Bevescha twice. Once for the basic Bevescha, the Nesua, and another to extend it even to an Arusa. So it could be there's two different ideas about exactly why an Arusa can eat Truma. The Sifri says, because an Arusa is basically like an extended Nesua. She's also Bevescha. She's also part of your household. Well, the Bavli understands that, no, it's Kinyan Kaspo. It's just because she's owned by you. After all, a behemoth of a Kohen Kinyan Truma, an Eved of a Kohen Kinyan Truma, those Dinah lumbers are probably not the exact same, but we can lump them together. So whatever, it's possession, not that she herself is part of the household of Kahuna. No, she's not part of Beis Aaron, right? Like a Nesua, or like the Safri thinks, even an Arusa is part of the Beis Aaron. She's in Beveska. She's just an extended, a broad definition of Beveska. The Bavli says, no, she's not Beveska. But she's Kinyan Kaspo, she's possession. Although, even within this Bavli, there are two ways to go. There's the Tosfos Rush, and there's the Shita Lano Dalami, and Rashi in, was it Ksubas?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Shita Lano Dalami, the Tosfos Rush understands Kinyan Kaspo as literally possession.
Like an Eved.
Right? How does Tosfos Rush explain Kinyan Kaspo? Tosfos Rush, everyone's bothered the same question. What do you mean Kinyan Kaspo? Who says you're going through Kaspo? How about Shtar and Bia? So the Tosfos Rush says, no, Kinyan Kaspo doesn't mean Kiddushe Kesef. Kinyan Kaspo means your property. Kaspo is not referring to the ring you gave her under the chuppah for Kiddushin. Kaspo means she is your money because you own her. Okay, not everyone, the Rabbani given doesn't think that way, but he does. He says, look, Moshe, although she bet so she's the Shubba to you, you rule over her. This is the Tosfos Rush, Lishi Tasei, and Ksubas Daf Beis Amud Beis, who says the woman's health is totally on the mazel of the husband because she's his property like his Eved Shor and Chamor. So he really sees her as like property like Eved Shor and Chamor, and that's why she can eat Truma Kinyan Kaspo. However, Rashi, the Shibulonomi here, who's echoing Rashi and Ksuba, saying, no, they were bothered. Taka, what if you're coming through Kats, Shar, and Bia? So the Rush says, it doesn't matter, because the Rush translates Kinyan Kaspo means his property. But Rashi and Shibulonomi say, no, Kinyan Kaspo means you did Kiddushe Kesef. It's not referring to, it's referring to the process, not the result. Tosfos Rush says, Kinyan Kaspo is the result. She's your property. So she can eat. Rashi says, no. It's referring to the process. You did a Kinyan Kesef to her. Oh, what if you Kesef, what if you Kinyan Shtar Rabia? So the Rashi and Ksubas and the Shita Lano Dalami. They're not, it is not enough to just say she's your wife. No, who cares? There was no process of Kiddushi Kesef. The answer is, there's a Hekesh. Hukshu Avayis La'adadi, there's a Hekesh between Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. So therefore, whatever applies to Kesef applies to Shtar and Bia. So it's really just discussing the history of the process that went on between the two of you. And through a Hekesh, we extend from Kedusha Kesef to Shtar and Bia. But it's a fundamental achlokas. The Rush reads Kinyan Kaspo describing the result. She is your property, so it doesn't matter how you acquired her. Rashi says, no, that only makes sense if you acquired her through Kesef. What about like a Yibam, when I acquire through Bia? So it must be that the Hekesh that also allows Bia. And that's what Shigdal Lulubi says here. Also, the Hekesh that also allows Shtar and Bia. So it's a totally different interpretation. So it could be that Kinyan Kaspo, while according to Tosfos Rush, Kinyan Kaspo means like an Eved, like a Shor, and like a Chamor, property. And for the Sifri and Arusa is an extended Beveischa. For Rashi, it's a little unclear. You know, so the Maisa, Rashi could go in different ways. It could be more of that even Kinyan Kaspo here is still more like the Sifri, or it could be that it's more like the Tosfos Rush. Since Kinyan Kaspo is not necessarily saying it's the same rule as an Eved, that you own her. No, it's saying it's a special rule. If you do Kiddushe Kesef, she can eat Truma. But who had the Kiddushe Shtar and Bia? Then it leaves it somewhat open. In the end, it could be a little closer to Nisua, because once you do that, she's a little like a Nisua. Or it could be that in the end, you still go in the direction of Tosfos Rush, that once you did that, it's like a separate din that she's can eat Truma like your Avadim. But certainly Rashi at least leans a little more towards that he could be going in the direction of the Sifrei. Now, Lamaisa, what are some nafkaminas of this? The nafkamina might be, if you say, this is a big question, if you understand that that there are nafkaminas between an isha and an eved in achilas truma, right? Why? Because an eved is merely Kinyan Kaspo, and an isha is the veischa. She's part of Beis Aaron herself. So let's say, for example, that we would say that an Eved is based on Pinyan Kaspo. An Isha, Nesua, is based on the Vesva. She's part of the Beis Aaron. She's a Kohenis Lamaisa. So there might be some Nafkaminas. For example, what would be the Nafkaminas? According to the Mishnah Rishona, which is the Perish on the Shnayas that Lichtenstein he recommended, and I think everyone knows it's in the Vilna Mishnayas. He says an Eved doesn't make a bracha mechilas truma. But an Isha makes a bracha, right? When an Eved does a chilas truma, he's not doing a mitzvah with Asher Kishan Shasol Shal Aro. He's just allowing his master to derive the proper financial benefit from his rights by having his slave be alive to work by eating truma. So the Eved doesn't say a bracha of Kishan. He has no Kedusha Shal Aro lets him eat truma, but the Mishnah Rishonah suggests. But the wife, she's a Kohenis. She's Mevesha. She's not just helping the Kohen have someone to wash his dishes and cook him dinner by eating the truma and getting energy to work. No, she's has the Kedusha Shal Aron at this stage in her life, and she's doing the mitzvah of achilas truma. So the question is, where would an arusa go? And that might be totally in this machlokas. If you took the Tosfos Rosh's perspective, then the arusa would not make a bracha. Again, if you assume, first you have to find enough community between Eved and Isha. Then the question, where does Arusa go? According to Russian perspective, the Arusa wouldn't make a bracha. She's also just Kenyan Kaspo. But according to the Sifri's perspective, and maybe Rashi, no, the Arusa is not just Kenyan Kaspo. She has her own independent din of Achilas Truma, certainly for the Sifri, that she's an extension, a liberal definition of a Vesva. Maybe for Rashi also, that she would make a bracha. That would be another example of Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina could be the question of Kenyan Shekana Kenyan. Now, not the Maskana. The Maskana of the word that a Kenyan of a Kenyan eats. If I'm a Kohen and I have an Eved and my Eved buys an Eved, right? You have to have a very special circumstance for allowing to do that. To right, someone gives my Eved money, Almanasha Ein Larabo Rishuspo, and he buys an Eved. So the Kenyan of a Kenyan, we just like can't eat. But what about the day in the Gemara that a Kenyan of a Kenyan can't eat? What about that day in the Gemara? So it's Asher, you could say, right, possible that an Eved of an Eved can't eat Truma, but maybe an Eved of an Isha can, and then what about an Eved of an Arusa? That might depend on how you understand the reason why an Arusa can eat Truma. So this is a speculation. I saw it wasn't only of Lichtenstein's speculation. I think I saw quoted in the name of the Afike Yam that he wanted to say a similar nafkamina, the Sefer Chinuch is Machadish, that a double Kenyan can, but a triple Kenyan can't. An Eved of an Eved of an Eved of a Kohen can't. The Afike Yam says, ah, but an Eved of an Eved of an Isha of a Kohen can, because the Isha is a Kohenis herself, so it's not a triple, it's not a triple Kenyan, it's only a double Kenyan. So that was very much the same intuition, just the Maskana, according to the Chiddush of the Sefer Achinoch, but that even if you say a Kenyan of a Kenyan can't, a Kenyan of Isha can't, she's herself a Kohen, it's not just a Kenyan. Then the question where an Arusa goes would depend on this, Chakira. And that is basically what we said last night.
Benesh?
Yes?
Was there a reason that he was reading from the Sefer Achinoch, that he did
You mean the Ben Bagbag and the